In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, let's get to it. Indeed, actually, this is Life Changes with Filippo, and this is Filippo ready to tell you quite an amazing story, actually. Why don't we just get right into it? A loving, compassionate boy, Temba is traumatized by an early childhood of abuse and abandonment in Southside Chicago and his stepfather's home in Detroit. In deep distress and painfully sensitive to the suffering all around him, his only sources of relief and empowerment become drugs and gangs. At the ripe age of 15, Temba is a gang leader who has already lost 30 friends to violent death and drug overdoses. While plotting revenge against rivals for the brutal murder of his one remaining childhood friend, he is double-crossed by a supposed ally and shot in the chest at close range. Recovering from a collapsed lung with a bullet permanently lodged in his chest, Temba follows his inner guidance to give his shooter, warning him away before Temba's gang tries to kill him. Temba joins an uncle in New York, where he renounces his gang affiliation on national television. Inspired by the memory of his selfless adopted grandmother, the higher expectations of his father, the cautionary example of his mother, Amma, the hugging saint from India, his own metaphysical experiences, and loving nature, he explores a modern spiritual path. At the same time, his struggles with rage and addiction continue, sending him into a downward spiral of shame, depression, and homelessness. But when he's convicted of a robbery and lands in Rikers Island among the roughest crimes and gang members in New York, that's a prison, by the way, Temba really hits bottom. Will he become a lost soul, or is it possible to reclaim his innocence? Actually, I believe we know the answer to that because he is on our show, gratefully, and we will have Temba Spirit as our guest right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I'm back. This is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo. And talk about life changes. What a story, huh? What a story. And the interesting thing is that we at Life Changes have all kinds of agents and managers and producers that are sending guests our way. And so many people try and link with us on voicemail and email and LinkedIn and Facebook and ask if they can be on the show. And so many wonderful people have books out and all of that. And it's just, it's actually hard to sift through so many great authors and inspirational people to get the guests that we have on the show. And it's not very many of them. As you know, there's only so many weeks in a year. And usually we're booked a couple, 2-3 months in advance. And, well, a few months ago, I received a LinkedIn message from our guest. And it came from him by himself. And he said some words on that LinkedIn message to me and called me brother. And it was interesting because as I read his story, as I was accepting him as a connection, it brought tears to my eyes. The story was just that impactful. And what made me even much more emotional was the contrast of here is this man who as a child was part of a gang where those people were the people that he relied on for love, support, the people he considered his brothers, his family. And now he's reaching out to me and calling me brother and saying, I want you as part of my new gang. Along with the gang that he's already created with people like Byron Katie, Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Michael Bernard Beckwith, people that he also, or Janet Bray Atwood and Chris Atwood, people that he considers friends and part of his gang and his family. And that contrast just really... It's still affecting me, and I knew we just had to have him on the show. And it was interesting. As soon as I sent it out to our producers, right away they came back and said, "Book him."
I think it's genius. I think it's genius that he's on the show. We're so grateful to have had him connect with you. I think the story of courage here, in terms of the choice point of his life and how he decided to make a difference, to make a change, to not go with the norm, the hierarchy, the gang pressure, peer pressure, you know, fear tactics, it plays into so many different aspects of society. And I think that story, even though his is such an extreme story to a lot of people, it crosses over into many different ways of relating, from cliques at schools to bullying and to different cultural biases to hierarchies at work. And, you know, and we're all here to relate and to learn how to love and to learn, you know, and to want to feel safe and nurtured and protected. And you can find that in one way or another in various ways. You can find it in a gang, and that's why people end up in gangs, because they feel like they have nothing better. Mm. So really exciting story, and happy to have him on the show today.
Well, not only has he found, in my opinion, something better, But he is sharing the good news. I ended just before we went on the commercial break with a question that's actually part of his literature that says, will he become a lost soul, or is it possible to reclaim his innocence? Well, obviously we know the answer. Temba Spirit is our guest, also known as the Bullet of Love. He has since become an author, an inspirational speaker, a performing artist, a humanitarian, and a transformational hip-hop artist. As a matter of fact, later in the show, we're going to get to hear some of his music. So after an early life that included child abuse, gang violence, homelessness, and depression, Temba hit rock bottom by landing at Rikers Island Prison. He then proceeded to have a spiritual renewal behind bars. And listen to this, Temba initiated a meditation program, distributed spiritual books, and did all he could to help the men incarcerated with him. Through his example, a simple embrace, and telling the men they were loved no matter what, tears would begin to flow, and Temba and his fellow inmates began to heal. Over a decade later, the program he started for these men has spread all over the United States. It's called Circle of Love Inside, and it has become one of the most successful prison outreaches of our time. Welcome, Temba Spirit, to Life Changes with Filippo.
Hey, greetings, beloved Filippo, and my beloved brother Mark. Thank you so much for having me on BBS Radio tonight, and also Seth handling the sound in the background. And you mentioned those different titles of speaker and transformational hip hop, and you know, it all boils down to just one title for me, and that's servant. And I just want to, before we begin talking about my story, so forth and so on, to be in a 1,000+% integrity, I have to say, just give a shout out and thanks to all the beautiful human beings and situations and circumstances in life that enabled me to begin to point towards my own heart and to look for that innocence and that beauty within myself. And also, I have to give the highest, utmost thanks to just Amma, the universal mother of compassion, who's just been, has just embraced me and shined. She was the being who shined the light on my story, which enabled it to get as much airplay as it's got, and to help to attract the attention. So she's been my spiritual backbone as the universal mother example, but also as just the expression of compassion on this planet. So, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. I woke up this morning, and that's a reason to celebrate. Now I'm here with my beloved brother Filippo and Mark and the rest of humanity that's listening. So I'm in a really grateful space.
Well, we're grateful to have you, and we do want to get into your story, actually, and we know once you get in it, it's going to be pretty deep. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and dig right in.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll be back with Temba Spirit here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website
at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, talk about real people. This is here, Filippo, online with Temba Spirit, whose story we heard a little bit about at the beginning of the show. Quite an amazing story. And I have to say that the couple times that I've talked to Temba, more than a couple times now, actually, he talks about what he calls the beautiful journey, the blessed journey, the journey of learning that has gotten him here. Temba, how can you go there and say that?
Well, you're asking me how can I say that my journey was beautiful and blessed?
Yeah.
Well, one, because I'm here with you in this moment. So had any other thing been different, you know, when you're experiencing the pain and the suffering and the tragedy, you don't necessarily perceive it as this, but by the time you begin to get to the, on the other side of the bridge and you reflect back, you look at all of those steps and you say, wow, if had any of that happened differently, it wouldn't have gotten me here. Now, so, you know, God forbid I even affirm that this isn't a beautiful moment. This is an incredible moment. But, you know, so you don't perceive it necessarily like that until you get into that space. But once you get there, you realize that everything was meant to be. And it takes you to begin to decide to perceive it like that. It takes somebody, some situation, some circumstance, some spiritual teaching that you're willing to participate in to turn that, to help you to access and turn that light on to where you begin to see the good in it. And so I've had spiritual teachers somehow or another in my suffering, in my journey, at some point, I've had some spiritual teacher, some master come along and say, hey, look, this is another way to see it. And through my choice, I decided to see it like that. So my journey, I tell everybody that my journey is sacred. One of the simple reasons for that is because, you know, life taught me compassion. The suffering taught me to care. There's nobody, you know, that I can look at and not have a genuine concern for, because I know the pain. And that's a very significant point, because, you know, the gang and, you know, the bottom line is, like the brother was so eloquently saying, we're all in some type of form of gang or something like that. But the gang, that's just the surface. You know, people say, well, why do you join the gang? The same reason somebody joins the Boy Scouts. The same reason somebody goes to a spiritual retreat. The same reason somebody seeks the transformational personality, because you're looking for something. You're on a journey. You're searching for something. It's not just love. You're searching for, you know, the connection through love. So it's like, basically, you know, in that, we're all the same. And so yeah, that's one of the ways that I began to perceive the whole journey as being sacred, and just having people come along and me deciding to participate in what they told me, and to begin to experience that to the point where I can say now, yes, it's been a beautiful journey.
Wow. That's a great answer. B, I feel like it's true. I mean, I feel it like to the core, like, right. Like you're not, these are not just words. You feel them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when, you know, like I said, you know, when I was sitting in the hospital with a bullet in my chest, right? Let me set it up this way. Of course, I was hurt. I was, you know, almost murdered, etc. But, you know, 2 weeks later, when I got out the hospital, and I realized that I myself, Timber Spirit, through a choice of forgiving the person who tried to murder me, I realized that, you know, that getting shot was not that I wished that pain on anybody, but me getting shot, the sacrifice of me getting shot and my forgiving him enabled me to save potentially 100 lives. So from the onlooker's perspective, just through the act of forgiveness, I've oftentimes told people I feel so honored that the universe chose for me to be shot as opposed to somebody else, because somebody else might have not potentially interpreted it like I did. I interpreted it like I got shot and I have the ability to stop the bloodshed. I just, you know, I didn't realize I was a light worker. You know, I was a gangbanger. You know, according to society standards, I was a gangbanger. According to the goodness of the universe that's always for us, I was a light worker. Even then, through the act of forgiveness, I didn't understand what a light worker was. I didn't understand the intellectual, spiritual, and philosophical terminology of it. But that's how we break it down now. I was aware of something in me that's something I like to just simply call love now. But had all these things not happened, had I not got shot point blank range, you know, had these things not occurred, I wouldn't have forgiven the person. I wouldn't have experienced love to the degree that I did, close to, you know, I mean, we've heard the story as children. Jesus was on the cross. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He forgave his murderers. I had the Christ conscious experience by having, you know, being able to forgive somebody who tried to murder me. That enabled me to know love, even through continually struggling over the years. That enabled me to know love in a way that nothing I could ever read in a book, nothing that the Bhagavad Gita or the Bible or the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead could ever have taught me, the way that experience taught me forgiveness. Now, not only that, years later, I can be on an internet radio show expressing the power of forgiveness to people who never experienced gang violence. I'm now a forgiveness master based upon that experience. So, of course, now having perceived it as that, I would have to call it all divine order and accept my entire journey as sacred, just as sacred as anything that's ever been considered a scripture. I tell people that my journey is sacred, but also your journey is sacred. And if you really begin to study your life, then you begin to see that, you know, and you add spiritual axioms to the steps that you take and the mistakes. You begin to see that the spiritual, you know, every crappy situation in your life has the potential to transform itself into spiritual fertilizer. This is something that I've really had to grasp over the years. I've had no choice but to dig deep and find that good. When I was in the prison cell, I had no choice but to either go crazy or go within. I was one of the blessed individuals who went within. And I found that energy. I found that goodness. I found that beauty. I found that love. Sadly so, statistically, 75 to 90% of the people don't find that inner love. They come home with greater psychiatric conditions. I was somebody who was able to transmute my circumstances to the point where the prison cell actually began to be perceived by me as the heart of God. So, you know, so that's, yeah, it's been a definite great journey. And this attitude of transformation, of realizing that any crappy situation, that the most dire situations can be turned into good and transmuted into good if I just decide to look that way. And if I put the same amount of energy that I put into the self-destructive behavior and the self-destructive attitude, I can take that same fire. You know, you can take fire, you can burn a house down, or you can warm a house. I just took the same energy and I took it to warm the house. The rebellion that I had against, that I had against my mama for abusing me, or against that other gang that had just taken out one of my homies, I used that same rebellion to rebel against the system that was referring to me as a criminal and a thug and an outcast. So I said, okay, if I'm going to be a criminal, I'm going to rebel against that concept. I'm going to be a criminal of compassion. If I'm going to be, a gangster, I'm going to be a gangster for God. If my life is crappy, I'm going to take that crap and I'm going to compost it and I'm going to turn it into spiritual fertilizer. So I took that same rebellion. I took that same thing that was considered negative by society, put a little tweak on it, a little spin on it, gave it a little rhythm, a little rhyme, and created a new song out of it. And so, you know, so this is what I offer to people. I tell everybody that I don't care what the circumstances is. You know, we're living a world of organic this and recycled this and compost this. Very rarely we bring that to our own circumstances, and do we realize that we're all just the energy of consciousness is compost. We're just recycled. I mean, that's really all we are. So anything you see that's ugly, that's nasty, that stinks, has the ability to be transformed into something that's beautiful, that smells good, you know, et cetera. So this is my life story, and I'm coming to see that this is pretty fundamentally everybody's life story, that we all got some crap that needs to be transmuted, that we all have some pain that needs to be, you know, a new birth needs to come through that pain, and a new us needs to be developed out of it. So, you know, my story, I'm not really attached. I call it my story for lack of a better way to put it. But I started realizing a long time ago that, you know, I could use my story as a bait.
Yeah.
As a bridge to connect the worlds of a Marcy Shymoff, because it kind of intrigues people. Like, man, how does the ex-convict get a book endorsement from Marcy Shymoff?
Right.
Because love is just that universal. So this is, you know, this is the reason I know why I was born. And, you know, to experience love and to be able to share it with people to the point where they're like, wow, if Timba Spirit, a former gang member, you know, that's the excitement of the story, can forgive the person who tried to murder him to the point where he did it when he first got out the hospital and then went and saved his life. I can forgive the person who stepped on my toe. I can forgive the person who went bad on the business deal. I can forgive, you know, the person who offended me or, you know, if you could, you know, so that's the epitome of forgiveness. Yep. So that experience gave me mastery over that world and the ability to be able to lead people to it.
There
just
you go.
Simply sharing my story.
There you go. And I can see that you don't seem to be as attached to the story. It's more the lesson at this point, and it's a part of the mission. And speaking of the mission, part of your mission is to spread that song inside of you. And you so eloquently say that everybody's got a song inside them. And you do that in a song of your own, actually. Temba Spirit is also a transformational hip-hop artist. And so we're going to hear one of his songs right now. And if you want to hear his songs or get his songs, first of all, we've got all his information up at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. But if you connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/Temba Spirit, or just put Temba Spirit on Facebook, you'll find them there. If you put Temba Spirits with an S, facebook.com/Temba Spirits, you'll find all of his music. And then we're going to talk a little bit about it later, but on Amazon, you can find his book, How to Reclaim Your Innocence, and it's his ebook available on Amazon. But right now, we're going to listen to Temba Spirit singing.
It's all downloadable for free too. Just as a little perk in there, all the music is free downloads.
Wow, well there you go. There it is. So Seth, if we're ready, and then after this we're going to go to commercial and then we'll come back with Temba. But here we go with Temba singing. Let me see, of all the great songs we're going to pick, Temba, is it the one called Everybody's Got a, is it called that? Everybody's
it's
Got a Song?
Reclaim, it's Reclaim Your Power.
Okay, Reclaim Your Power. That's the one. Yes. that's the one we want to play. Seth, play that one,
right.
Please.
Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. When something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you was young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of the silence. When something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. the truth is you was born with a gift to live life to the fullest, not just to exist. As a little kid, you had visions and dreams, but your visions became tainted by the pleasures and pains. The world said to get a job and work hard. The secrets to life was very deep in the mud. Someone told you that money relieves pain, but it wasn't money, it was you that needed to change. And just like you, I believed a lie. I didn't know the power wasn't you and I, but someone came along and reminded me the timber was in control of his destiny. So it's true, you got access to the secrets to life, but just the power isn't you. You the same thing that banged the big bang. A conscious creator, you create the chain. Your words create force, of course you from the source. It's your time, it's time to get yours. And speaking to yours, yo, it's time to get more. It's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. But something happened, you decided to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. There's universal laws that have to exist. If you think that, that's what you get. And guess what? You are the universe. That's why the word you is in the verse. Don't you get it? This is power, don't you feel it? I'm Timber Spirits, homie, I got ether in my lyrics. And please don't get it twisted, this is beyond religion. Yet I pray that you don't miss it, cause I revise these lessons. These words that I speak come in the form of a blessing. Come on, lesson one, yo, we almost done. Why not become aware while we dance and have fun? Lesson two, this is just what we do. We transforming the world, it's so powerful. Enlightened millionaires outlasting it. Brother Teresa type of dude, I'm compassionate. No longer homeless, giving homes to the poor. The poverty mentality has finally been destroyed. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. My dream is to help others to live their dreams. I'ma suggest this truth I claim. Living wealth is the only way. I finally reclaim my power. I get paid every time that I count the stars. Everything I see is a gift from God. Every time I breathe, I experience love. See someone in pain and I give them a hug. I'm a man of power. I give respect to all women of the world. I love them. Now that my heart is burning, I start communities of love with the money I'm earning. Grateful to my daddy cause he said it's okay for me to be a humanitarian and get paid. The greatest power is love, I reclaim it. It's the only thing that's eternally famous. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happens, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, reclaim your power. Everybody got love inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power. Everybody got a song inside them. Everybody got a gift that comes out of silence. When something happened, you decide to hide it. But now it's time to reclaim your power. When you were young, you saw life through the eyes of love. Life got rough and you gave it up. But if you're like me and you had enough, it's time to reclaim your power.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said,
I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network, and our guest today is Temba Spirit. Marcy Shymoff has been brought up, I think, at least a couple times here on the show. Number one best-selling New York Times author. She's been on our show, actually, talking about love for no reason and happy for no reason. She says about Temba brilliantly and compellingly reminds us of the true power we had as children. He takes us on a journey into the heart where we reconnect with our childlike innocence and our loving essence. Temba has a book. And that book is Reclaim Your Innocence. It has been praised by numerous transformational personalities. At the moment, you can find it on Amazon by going to Amazon.com and putting in Reclaim Your Innocence. Otherwise, you can go to Temba Spirit, that's T-E-M-B-A Spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T.com. Learn more about it there. Or, of course, at LifeChangesWithLipo.com. And we have all the links to his music, his bio, and everything that he's doing, and of course, his book right there that'll connect you right to Amazon. So, Temba, let's talk about the book, actually, Reclaim Your Innocence.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing I want to say is that I'm absolutely grateful for all the wonderful people that endorsed, you know, my first manuscript. But I want to also say to people, don't be intimidated, you know, or don't over, you know, romanticize, you know, people that have endorsed books that are New York Times bestselling book authors, etc. I give them the utmost respect and props, but I don't give them any more props and respect than I give the homeless person on the street or the person who's just, you know, the bottom line is, if you're endorsed by love, you got it going on. So I just want to say that the greatest endorsement you can get is the one that affirms the beauty and the love within your own heart. As far as the book is concerned, you know, how to reclaim your innocence, remembering the love beauty within. What does that mean? When we were young, when we all came into this world, we came in as embodiments of innocence. We came in as beautiful. Children embody the law of attraction, not by any technique or not because of any transformational strategy or not because they had to invest in it. Something called love has already invested and just made us all come into this world as embodiments of innocence. And so that means, beloved brothers and sisters, is that everything that we strive to attain as adults, and I really want you to get this because it's so simple, but it's so profound. Everything we strive to attain on the transformational path, the self-help path, the spiritual path, the universally conscious path, the Christian path, the Muslim path, etc., we already actually embody as children. We lived out of the fullness of our hearts as children. We were quick to see the good. We were spontaneous. We forgave quick. We gave everybody the benefit of the doubt. We would look right up into anybody's eyes fearlessly and ask them a question. So the book Reclaim Your Innocence, what I realized on my journey, the greatest thing that made me be able to unlock, you know, the door of just my experience of God consciousness was to become a child again. The first stage to that was to realize I was loved. That's where the universal mother comes in. You know, there's a great, we're in a great time where the energy of goddess and mother and the feminine perspective is really raising itself to a point where the balance is coming back, where the maternal side and paternal side are meeting and that yogic bond in the heart is taking place. I'm a man who's very fortunate to have been influenced by some really powerful women. So I've known the maternal aspects of God, but when I ended up in that prison cell and I ended up in places of just dire need to know love, I was able to know that through the consciousness of Universal Mother, which for me is all-pervading compassion, unstoppable compassion. So the first stage to reclaiming our innocence is to accept and embrace that we're loved no matter what. And sometimes that has to be as simple as breathing in and affirming that I'm loved and exhaling and sharing that love. You know, nobody on the planet who's breathing, who's actually intaking love in the form of oxygen, isn't being loved. So sometimes it just has to be that simple. Sometimes it's just somebody in your life who touched you. Sometimes it's just an experience to say, wow, you know, life is deep. I'm still here. I often say I woke up in the morning. Thank God. That's my way of saying that I'm loved. So I look for all the little things to keep my heart open. Anything that keeps your heart open is reclaiming your childlike innocence because children are open. So all the things we strive to attain as adults on the spiritual path, we already experience as children. That's the first stage to really become aware of that. What does that mean, everybody? That means that your first spiritual teacher was you. That means that the first transformational celebrity and guru in your life was you as that child. You had it all. The ups and downs of life, what they've done is they've given us the discernment. They've given us the wisdom to now know that we need to return to that. So we fell away from the experience of that perfect innocence as children and just pouring out our hearts. But that was all divine order too, because that gave us the wisdom to be able to come back to that and now not to have to make the same mistakes that we made. So the essence of the book is really just not leading people to their own experience through some type of philosophical mumbo jumbo. No, it's to saying you had it all as a child. Look out at any child and you see that that's who you were and that's who you still are, because it's in your awareness. When you look out at the world and you sit, look at that child and you say, oh, that child is so beautiful and that child is so precious and that child is so priceless and that child is so adorable. Most of the time, people don't bring that awareness back to themselves and say, oh, wow, if I can look out and see that pricelessness and that adorability, that awareness is coming from myself. You know why you have that awareness and know that awareness? Because you are that awareness, because you've already experienced it yourself as a child. So the book is, yes.
I believe.
Yeah. Excellent. And you see, I'm passionate about that subject. I can go on and on and on, but
I believe. Actually, you know what? One of these days, I'm going to let you go on and on. You know that I know right now you're on the other side of this island of ours. But one of these days, when you're on this side, we have to get together. You know that.
Absolutely.
And then we can go on and on, actually. I want to let Mark get a question in here before we have to say goodbye to you in a couple of minutes. But this is great, and I do believe. Go on.
Well, yeah, I wish you were in the room with us, Tim, because as you were speaking, you touched on so many points that are totally in alignment with the way we see the world and what we try to serve up here with Life Changes, with Filippo and Life Changes Network, and through a lot of the partners we're aligning with. And it really has to do with getting back to that child within that we kind of all got away from and mm-hmm. have had those moments where we look back at that child as almost somebody different than who we are today rather than the very essence of who we are.
The expanded version, yeah.
Exactly. But I want to go off that thread, as beautiful as that is, for one moment, because I want to touch on, and I'd like your perspective for anyone that gets to, for any other gangbanger or business person or child, you know, youth that's maybe not in a gang, but certainly experiencing bullying or some sort of bias or cultural, you know, this, that, or the other. And the real enemy's fear. And you had the courage and you stepped up in a way that most can't even comprehend when they're facing that fear and they're thinking, yo, this is all great and I hear your story, but I could never do that because I, you know, my gang would shoot me if I didn't, you know, follow through or whatever the case is. What do you say to those people right now that are, you know, at that choice point in life to make a decision to break that pattern?
One is that I was scared as hell. I don't want to over romanticize this thing. I had to fear my hands were sweaty, and I had the choice to either follow my heart and my gut heart or to follow the fear. I chose, of course, to follow the courageous perspective. But what I was gonna, you know, it's the bottom line is your choice. And not to sound old school, but you can do it. And nobody can do it for you. You have to decide. Once the download comes, you're going to have that voice that tells you. Everybody has that decision. Everybody has that balance. The voice that says, okay, I'm going to go that way or I'm going to go this way. And I'm going to tell you, like, the experience that you'll have in following your heart, the voice that says yes to forgive, is going to make your life, give you an experience that's priceless. So you know, your choice is either you want the priceless experience or you want the one with the price tag on it. I chose the priceless experience, and you can choose that as well.
Wow. Well, there it is. What a great way to end, as much as I don't want to end. And I should say, it feels to me like you're living up to the name you chose. Temba is an African name meaning trust, hope, and faith. And here you are. So, Temba, looking forward to connecting in person. Thank you so much for connecting from the heart and then through LinkedIn. This has been and will, I'm sure, continue to be a great pleasure and a great friendship.
Oh, it's been my joy as well, and thank you so much. And you know, I surrender and bow in this moment to everybody who's listened, and also to you, my beloved brother Filippo, my beloved brother Mark, and also the sound man, my beloved brother Seth. You know, thank you so much.
Thank you, Temba. We'll connect soon.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back here with our producer's wrap right after this here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Life Changes with Filippo here, and Mark here, and we've been talking to Temba Spirit. Actually, we've been talking, but we've been feeling. I mean, whoa.
Yeah, he certainly comes from the heart. I mean, he's...
Passion.
In passion. You know, totally committed to his cause, but comes across clear and concise, and I was very impressed at what a place of gratitude he's in. You know, you start getting the big names around you, like he's been fortunate enough to have attracted based on, you know, the beauty of his story, and you could, you know, other people have lost themselves in that, and he clearly hasn't. He's very focused on what he wants to bring forward, and I thought that was equally as impressive part of his story.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, thank you for mentioning that. That's really cool. I wanted to say something like that, but totally forgot. That's huge. You know, it's interesting too. I was remember talking to somebody who was literally telling me she didn't want to lose her innocence. And she wasn't talking about that. She was talking about, like, you know, she didn't want to see certain things and didn't want to know that certain things existed, or that the world didn't work the way she wanted it to work or thought it should work or was told it would work. And so in her words, she didn't want to lose her innocence. And I told her that, it's kind of like a parent. When a child is innocent and is playing with a knife, if you had never lost your quote-unquote innocence, then you wouldn't know that the knife is not good for the child to play with. So that you both cut yourselves. But instead, you know that the child shouldn't be playing with the knife, so you take the knife away from the child, maybe give the child something else to play with. That's much more safe. And so I said, that's what I mean by becoming aware, becoming more expanded. And Temba, interestingly enough, talks about reclaiming your innocence and at the same time being our more expanded self. And I thought that's a really great way to describe it.
I think it's a fantastic way to describe it. I think the idea, you know, it's a defense mechanism to ignore this, you know, the stuff around you, right? It's a protective, doesn't feel good. So we're just not going to do it. We're not going to watch it. We're not going to pay attention, change the channel because it's fear-based. But what that does is all it does is prolong the cycle or prolong the endurance of whatever content or actions or behaviors that it is that you don't want to see. You know, it's ignorant innocence in a way.
That's a great word.
And not from a negative sense, but from a realistic perspective, right? You're ignoring it, but that doesn't make it go away. It's, you know, the dirt's still under the carpet.
Yeah.
You know, and so to reclaim your innocence is basically to acknowledge it's there and to step past it and to go back to, you know, what did he do? He put a stop to that pattern. He said, you know, he could have easily gone, you know, the gang would have got their revenge and then there'd be another cycle of revenge and another cycle of revenge.
Yeah.
How many lives were saved on that day? That he decided to do what he did.
Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, when I was talking to him before, a couple of days ago, whenever it was, he didn't want to perpetuate bloodshed in his community. And simple as that. Well, I don't know how simple that is, but he also said during the interview that he was scared. This is not about not being afraid. This is not about... just having courage. This is about putting it all together. And what did he say? I don't want to be old school, but just do it or something like
just
that.
Just do it. Well, yeah. I mean, he took, you know, the amount of courage it took to do what he did versus the easy thing, which is to go with the flow because you got that family around you, that gang around you, that's going to protect you as much as they can. And obviously with the numbers that he had already witnessed dying, wasn't all that, you know, safe of an environment.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So the amount of courage to do what he did. But I wonder, you know, how many he's already inspired and what a difference he's made and, you know, continuing to make.
Well, I'm inspired. And I have to say, he's still doing it every day. Because as he shared with me at one point, he said, it's not like he's, happy sharing this story. It's, you know, he's like, for him now, he could be moving on. But the story, as he also said in the interview, is what's getting the attention. It's what's getting people to notice. And so he says, in order to keep integrity, he said to me, in a phone conversation earlier today, he said he has to share it. And not only is he sharing his story, but he's also sharing other details that he's not necessarily proud of, but he says it's a beautiful, blessed learning part of the journey. So with that, more power to him. So grateful he connected and that we've connected and he's been on the show. And for that, we thank Temba and we thank all of you for being with us through our journey as our life changes. And this is Filippo reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.